Yeah, those days are pretty much over. Yeah, you used to be able to do that up until about 2006. But now there's actually New York Times has a calculator on there, rent versus buy, and they kind of put in some numbers, and then it kind of gives you like, you know, it's not completely accurate. They can't predict the future, but they give you like estimates whether you're worth, you know, based on, you know, if you're going to pay for repair costs and all that stuff, price of rent and all that stuff, whether it's better to rent versus buy. And a lot of the younger folks are finding that it's better to rent. You know, it's not that they're lazy and they don't want to buy a house. It's that they, you know, in their situation, their dollar goes better to rent and then put their money into investments and let it grow in investments. And then when they are ready to buy a house, they've, you know, they've saved up enough as investments and they can move in. So I have a couple of folks at work that are kind of in that, like, attitude. It's like, well, it's like I did the calculations. It's better for us to rent. And they're renting a house, and they're completely happy with it. And they want to buy a house, but it's like, you know, the market's just weird right now.